I'm here in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall with Akeem Hicks. Is the adrenaline still pumping?
No. It's long gone. It's long gone. I'm about ready to go to sleep. You know?
Okay.
You go out there on a hot day like this and you just give everything you got and I'm down now.
How good did it feel, especially coming off of last week, to get the win at home in front of these fans?
It's what they deserve, man. We got to give the people what they buy their tickets every Sunday and come out there to watch us play. And we put out a good performance in our first home game against Atlanta, but it was time for us to get a W. We needed it. They needed it. We're in a good place.
Mike Tomlin called you a big-time disruptor before the game, and that's exactly what you did first quarter. Recovered a forced fumble. Describe what happened on that play with you and Bryce Callahan.
So we got a play called or whatever, and that's the corner blitz. The corner's coming. He comes. So the tackle steps down to me. I step inside. The tackle, his responsibility is actually to search and see what else is coming from the outside. He didn't. He just stayed with me the whole time because he was scared. But so he kept coming down, and Bryce came off the corner and just ripped one out of there, and I saw it on the ground, and I was like, do I pick it up or do I jump on it? I have a lot of meetings during the week with Vic Fangio, and he preaches how to recover a ball. And he said, if anybody's around you, you dive on that thing and you cradle it. And I wanted to take it to the crib, but I was like, let me just go ahead and secure this for the squad. You know what I mean?
There you go. So what did Vic say after that play?
Nothing. You know what Vic does. He's, you know, he's stoic. Yeah. He does his thing. And I'm sure he's secretly proud of me, but we'll see.
For sure. Your boys, Pernell McPhee, Willie Young, both had sacks at good times. How impressed were you with the defense today?
About the sacks, I was very envious. But about the defense, man, we're exactly what we thought we would be. Going into OTAs, we talked to each other and we'd have like little meetings and just talk about what we wanted to be and how tenacious and how aggressive and what we wanted to be as a defense. And it's showing up. It's coming to fruition. We're doing the things that we want to do, being aggressive, hitting guys, and we want to make teams scared to play us, especially in our house.
You guys took it into overtime. What was going through your head when you were watching Tariq?
Well, I know what he is. He's a human joystick, man. He does everything. And you know what I said last, what was it, in Tampa? I said, you know, I feel bad for guys that have to cover him out in the flats. And now he's showing that he can run through the holes. He can run between the tackles. The kid's special. I look forward to seeing what he does in the future, and I look forward to seeing what he does in this season. He's just he's electric, right?
Yeah, and Jordan Howard brought it home for you guys, and tough guy. I mean, yeah. He was going through some stuff out there.
That's like our steady horse. That's like our steady horse, man. He toasts it. One thing I like about Jordan Howard is he never falls backwards. I don't know if you got to notice it. Like, every time he gets hit, if he gets hit behind the line, if he gets hit after gaining 1 yard, he's always falling forward, and that adds up. And that punishes the defense to know that you can't stop a guy from gaining yards.
You guys got a short week to prepare and then back at it Thursday night at Lambeau. Mm-hmm. You going to get some rest this week?
I'm going to bed right now. I'm going. Hey, I leave this studio. I'm going to sleep.
All right. Yeah.